USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia convinced him they are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After meeting with them yesterday, Pompeo said they did strongly deny knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he blames the very top of the Saudi kingdom.
There are plenty of people in Saudi Arabia that we could have a good relationship with, but if the crown prince stays in power, it will be almost impossible to reconstruct this relationship at a time both of us need it.
The Republican Senator Graham speaking on Fox News at night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump will honor a Vietnam War veteran with the Medal of Honor today. Retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley is being recognized for fighting off enemy attacks while leading some wounded Marines to safety in 1968. He did so after he had suffered shrapnel injuries. The Medal of Honor is the nation's top military award. Historic rain this week raises rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people as the water continues to come up. We're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
I'm Wendy King.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A Senate debate in the South gets heated. With details, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Republican Martha McSally accused Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of saying it was okay to commit treason in the Arizona Senate debate that took place Monday night. McSally or Sinema will replace Jeff Flake, who decided not to run in 2018. Towards the end of the debate, things did get heated.
CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight
all
against
right.
us. You said you had no problem.
We're running
that.
Out of time,
Kyrsten,
but we have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask right now whether
please.
You're going to apologize to the veterans and
let,
me for saying it's okay
please.
To commit treason.
We are running
Kyrsten.
Out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now.
It's
where she's
treason.
Engaging in ridiculous attacks and smearing my campaign. And she's just trying to cut and not share the full picture. But the truth is that I've always fought for Arizona, and I have been proud to serve our state in elected office for over 13 years. Arizonans know me, and they know my record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's more volatility in the stock market, this time pushing stocks higher. The Dow closed up nearly 550 points. Market analyst Michael Farr.
This is a normal churning up and down. We'll see where it ends up, but that we had a strong day today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.